I was Vermeer, the forger who swindled the Nazis. By Frank Wynne. Read by Richard Burnip. Introduction. The best way to learn about fakes is to get in touch with a forger. Thomas Hoving, False Impressions, The Hunt for Big-Time Art Fakes. I am sitting in Het Molenpaard, one of the oldest and most gezellig of Amsterdam's brown cafes. The few tables on the pavement overlook the sweeping curve of the Prinsengracht, all the more beautiful on this early summer morning as dappled green sunlight spills through the leaves onto the still waters of the canal. I sip my beer and wait to meet my first convicted forger. Forgery is a booming industry, though not perhaps one a career guidance counselor will recommend to your gifted child. The former director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Thomas Hoving, estimates that 60% of all the works offered to him during his 16-year tenure were not what they appeared to be. The New York Times has suggested that 40% of all major works offered for sale are forgeries. This is not a recent development. As long ago as 1940, Newsweek alleged that of the 2,500 authentic works painted by Jean-Baptiste Camille Corot, 7,800 are in American collections alone. Forgery is our...